Health Ministry officials are tracing 175 contacts of a woman who traveled to Juba Friday, December 11th, on board Badr Airline. Officials say she tested positive for COVID-19 in Khartoum, but Sudanese airport authorities still allowed her to board a plane bound for South Sudan. Dr. Angelo Guobthon, Director for Emergency Preparedness and Response at the Health Ministry, says officials have reached most of the contacts and told them to show up for COVID-19 tests this Friday in Juba. Dr. Guob says the contacts reached were cooperative, but some people's phones were off and others were not answering, posing a challenge to reach all 175 contacts.
Our team actually reached 90% of these people, and few people were phones were off or not answered. So by next tomorrow, they will start collecting samples from these people. They are very cooperative. There is no issues.
South Sudan Health Ministry spokesperson Dr. Thor Loy says officials at Juba International Airport deported the Sudanese woman as soon as they realized she tested positive in Khartoum.
But the border aircraft that arrived from Khartoum to Juba brought in a person who is positive for COVID-19. Our team at the Juba International Airport detected that, saw her certificate, and she tested positive for COVID-19 at the original destination, that is Khartoum. The international health regulations dictate that we had to send her back, so that particular passenger was sent back to Khartoum.
Dr. Loy says health authorities do not know how such a mistake happened in Khartoum, but insist it's mandatory that all airlines check results of their passengers' COVID-19 test certificates and make sure only those who test negative are allowed to travel to South Sudan.
I would want to be optimistic and assume that it was an oversight by the authorities at the airport in Khartoum. But the bottom line is that we are in touch with this airline and other airlines also, not to actually in the first place allow any positive individuals to board the flight at the destination first to come to South Sudan, because by so doing, even those individuals who are with her or with him are there in the aircraft are already at risk.
Public health regulations require all passengers who traveled with the patient on Badr Airline on Friday be tested for the coronavirus, said Dr. Loy. Last weekend, Dr. Angelo Guobthon told journalists authorities will ensure they get hold of all passengers, including those who might have traveled to the States.
We might have few people who have might gone to one or other states. We also will link with our counterparts at the state level, the State Minister of Health, and our partners, WHO, to make sure we trace those people. We'll get them and they must be tested because they are contacts.
Sudan Health Ministry spokesperson Babikir Al-Makbul and the secretary of the Sudanese ambassador to South Sudan, Loza Tombe, did not answer repeated calls for comment on this report. Badr Airlines phones were switched off. Dr. Thorne says it's extremely important for the public to cooperate with health ministry officials collecting samples from the contacts and to observe preventive measures because the world is experiencing a second wave of the pandemic. As of today, South Sudan has 104 active COVID-19 cases, with only one severe case currently at the Dr. John Garang Infectious Disease Unit. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.